What's up, good people? Coffee Talk. Welcome to Coffee Talk. This is Grizzly Jones. Flying solo today. Lady J is away, but she sends her regards. It's been a while. We haven't put up anything in a little bit. We're kind of busy. Got a lot going on. I just got over COVID like a week or two ago for the second time or whatever. But it's been a while, and I'm not going to lie. I miss doing this, you know. And I'm starting to see, like, how much I actually enjoy podcasting. Because when I don't do it, I want to do it. And I'll be like, damn, we got a podcast. And then, like, shit will happen. And, you know, but it's not fair to you guys, the ones who do listen to us. Because, like, you know, you guys look forward to, I guess, hearing from us. But at the same time, we don't want you to get used to not hearing from us, you know. So, we're definitely going to try our best to work on that, you know. Communicate with y'all, because like communication is key, you know. Transparency is definitely everything. It's been so much going on in the world, man. Things I agree with, things I disagree with, stuff like that. I don't know if I got to cover how I felt about the U.S. like sending all this money over to Ukraine, I guess, to help them out. And I kind of stay away from politics, but that kind of bothered me. And the reason it did is because we got so much going on over here, from school systems to violence to homelessness, and just, you know, even with prison reform, you know, trying to, and our military kind of coming back and helping them readjust, shit like that. Like, we send the money over to Ukraine to help them, but we got homeless veterans all over the place. Like, that bothers me, you know. And some schools in different cities, metropolitan areas mainly, you know, you got kids, like you got, like, some of these schools can't even afford to keep the heat or the air on. You know, they got to let out early because it's either too hot or too cold. Or you got kids in class wearing, you know, during the wintertime wearing winter coats because they don't have any heat in their classrooms, you know. That, you know, they're not being, like, they're not, like, the curriculum is horrible. They're teaching them shit they shouldn't even be teaching them, you know. And I try not to go down this rabbit hole because I'll be forever and a day talking about it, but it does bother me, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to schools and curriculum, I don't think gender identity should be part of that curriculum. You know, I feel like that's up to the parents to teach their child about that. You know, like, that doesn't belong inside of a school, because that's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, teach children stuff that they actually will need to better themselves in life. Like, you know, you have in certain areas, in certain schools, in certain states, they teach shit like finance and stuff like that. You know, that kind of stuff matters. Finance and, you know, credit scores and, you know, being, you know, owning your own business, being an entrepreneur, you know. It's like they program these children. Now, granted, I'm not against college. I don't think college is for everybody. I think that you can make a life without college. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got enrichment classes. They have trades you can take up and shit like that. You know, or just work experience. Like, you have people that work at, you know, that at some companies who don't have any college experience, but they making, you know, more money than a college graduate would make. You know, I feel like college is being used to pull these kids and make them think they're going to get an amazing education, and they probably will. But the thing is, though, it's probably going to be about shit that doesn't even, That has nothing to do with what they want to do in life, you know. Like, you go get a degree, and you want to get your degree, and biochemistry or something big like that, which is it's a good degree. But if you go get it in biochemistry, but then you go and you're working at Amazon and you become like a manager making all this good money, and you just sitting on this degree that's pointless, you know. I feel like if you're going to teach it, you know, have a child get a degree, ask them what they want to do, you know, and then get a degree that kind of helps you with that, like business administration, shit like that. That degree can be used in different ways, you know. And there's a lot of parents out here that are against, like, you know, we're in a whole new way of living now. You know, you got kids that's growing up and they're making good money being social media influencers and, you know, YouTubers and streamers and shit like that. And a lot of parents be like, no, that's not a real job. Yes, it is, because they, like, it's youngers out here really making, like, six figures because they streaming and then they getting sponsorships, you know. And instead of you chopping them down and telling them what they can't do, if they're going to do it and they're serious about it, then help them out, you know what I'm saying? Push them forward, you know. You do your research to see what they need to make their channel better, you know. And I ain't saying that's for everybody, but the thing is, though, long as your child does something that's going to help them in life, you know. And I noticed that, and I'm kind of going off topic, but a lot of parents don't shut up and listen, you know. And I had to learn that, because I'm from an era where it's though, like, you know, when your child, you know, when your parents says something, you just do it. You don't ask questions, you just do it. And if you say, and saying anything was considered disrespect. And that's not the case, because I've learned as a father, be quiet. Because sometimes, like, the stuff that your child has to say, long as it's not disrespect, but if they just, like, you know, if they're just, like, voicing their opinion in a respectful way, you'll be surprised what come out of their mouths. And when you hear it, it may have you thinking, like, damn, wow. And the thing is, that builds a bond between you and your child, because they're going to, like, because the thing is, they know that they can talk to you and express themselves and talk about what they want to do or be and stuff like that. Like, yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And I just feel like sometimes as parents, we just got to shut the hell up and listen, you know. Because, man, we let my oldest, that boy sharp. And at first it was like, all right, I'm talking back, saying anything back is disrespectful. But I had to get a hold on that, and I had to remember how I felt when I couldn't say what I had to say or voice my opinion when I knew I had something good to say. And now I see that, yeah, listen, because, like, when we listen to him and let him speak his piece, he really be saying some good shit. And it's amazing. That's why, like, as parents, don't try to make your child do what you think is right for them. Because what you think, the thing is, you think is right for them, but you're not them. Long as they want to do something, show them different directions they can go in. You know, 9 times out of 10, a child, especially like kids of the day, they want to make money. So show them different directions they can go in to make money. They can be an entrepreneur. Show them how to do it. Show them what they, show them what they can do and how they can make money doing that. Or, you know, of course, yeah, college, you know what I'm saying? But get on that early. Teach them how to get scholarships and shit like that. Teach them that getting good grades really helps, because the thing is, if they get good grades and they get an academic scholarship, they can go to school for free, and they can, and then they get a degree that makes sense and not no crazy shit. Don't have them going to school to be a lawyer and then they wind up a manager at fucking Walmart. Nothing against Walmart, but I'm just saying. Once again, they're sitting on a degree that they have, but they're not using it, you know. Or, like, teach them about LLC and, you know what I'm saying, like, running your own business and shit like that. It's so many different directions you can send them into, but don't just force them to do what you think they should do, because the thing is, they're going to rebel. They're going to rebel, and they're going to do the opposite of what you want them to do. Send them in the right direction. Show them children that they can make money from it, good money, and I guarantee you, they'll go in that direction. But at the same time, just please, you have to listen to what they're saying, because yeah, it's like, don't think you know everything because you're the parent of the child. Granted, we do know a lot because, you know, life for us was different compared to, you know, the kids of today, and that's true. But at the same time, it's still good to listen, because you'd be surprised what come out of that brain. You know, they are your child. That's your DNA. You've been around them. You raised them. You know, you've developed them. You just shut up and listen. You'll be surprised. Like, and I keep saying that because, like, yeah, I was surprised, and now, like, I don't, like, man, when my boys speak or they voice their opinion and they're respectful, but they voice it, the stuff that come out of their mouth be amazing. It'd be amazing, and me and my wife be like, yeah, yeah, we raising them right, you know. So, yeah, like I said, I know it's been a while, guys, and we just been tied up, you know, busy with the businesses and stuff like that. But also, you know, the podcasting, it's a hobby, but it's also a business for us too, because of course we wanted to grow and get bigger, but at the same time, we want to make sure that we giving you all of us, you know, we're not, no censorship, no nothing. Whatever's on our mind, we're going to speak it, and some people might like it, some people might not, but either way, hey, listen, let's talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Communicate with us, let us know how you feel, let us know what you didn't like, let us know what you like, and we're not going to alter it, but at the same time, we do respect your opinion, you know, because it can turn into a discussion. You might wind up as a guest on our podcast, and we might get to just chop it up, you know? But yeah, man, I just had to come on here and unpack what was in, you know, was inside my brain, and just, you know, let y'all know everything is good, and yeah, all that good stuff. We got some things coming up. I've been talking to a few people I'm cool with. I'm going to have them as guests on here as well. Interesting people. Very interesting. I think you're going to like it. But as usual, thank y'all for listening, man. You know, appreciate you. And yeah, don't forget, buy us a coffee. Grizzly Jones, Coffee Talk. Out.